This display honors the service of Valley veterans in World War I and World War II. In each of the World Wars, residents of the Valley responded to their country's call. Among those pictured are familiar names of early, longtime families. The war in Europe began in 1914. The American sentiment was to stay out of what was referred to as the European War. The tide finally turned with the United States entering World War I in April 1917. Although at war for less than 2 years, its impact was felt in the Valley as residents supported the men heading overseas by volunteering for civilian services, selling Liberty Bonds, along with providing knitted scarves and socks for the troops. The 1918 influenza pandemic, also known as the Spanish flu, began to compete with the war for headlines. This was a global pandemic, one of the deadliest in history. Unfortunately, the close quarters in military camps became flu incubators, contributing to the estimated 500,000 American lives lost in the epidemic. As a tangible way to honor the sacrifices of veterans, veterans memorial halls emerged in America. The local American Legion Post, number 246, was established in 1921, and on April 2, 1925, Danville's Veterans Memorial Building was dedicated. A plaque was permanently placed on the building, honoring the five young Valley men who gave their lives in service. The aftermath of World War I helped to shape modern America. Significant and lasting changes came to society, culture, and politics, along with the larger role the United States played in world affairs as the country became a leading advocate for democracy around the world. The December 7, 1941 attack upon Pearl Harbor brought the United States and the people of the San Ramon Valley into the Second World War. Valley men and women who could now serve in non-combatant roles responded. There were instances of multiple family members entering service. The Camacho family proudly displayed their six-star service flag. In response to the concern that enemy aircraft could attack the Bay Area, an air raid warning system went into effect, consisting of manned observation sites in the San Ramon and Alamo. So as not to draw attention to potential night targets, Valley homes used blackout curtains or fitted plywood to cover windows, and the beacon atop Mount Diablo was extinguished. In memory of that day of infamy, the beacon is lit every December 7th. In support of the war efforts, Americans united and contributed in a variety of ways, some of which included rationing programs, victory gardens, scrap metal collections, along with saving surplus household fats to use in aircraft shell productions. With the men away, American women stepped up into many of the vacant jobs, not only on the home front, but in factories, represented by the iconic image of Rosie the Riveter. Women also participated in war-related organizations, along with serving in non-combatant military roles. The war ended with the German surrender and the atomic bombs dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Five Valley men perished while serving their country. Those returning to war went on to contribute to the community in a variety of roles as merchants, tradesmen, businessmen, ranchers, teachers, a fire chief, and a congressman. Primarily due to the GI Bill, returning veterans were able to pursue higher education and home ownership, leading to a more affluent society and an era of American leadership on the world stage.